Hello and welcome to the AFS Exchange. My name is Kate Mulvihill. The AFS Exchange is a podcast by AFS USA where we open the door to hear from members of our AFS family. This is a place to have conversations with AFS host families, students, volunteers, and educators. During these exchanges, we will hear from our guests on how their lives have been impacted by AFS. What lessons have they taken away from their experience abroad or their experience with hosted students in the United States? So it's been a very busy summer at AFS USA, finding host families and schools for students, preparing U.S. students to go abroad, making sure our students and host families have local volunteer support. This upcoming year, 2021-2022, we're bringing in over 1,000 more students than we did last year. And we're sure that many of the listeners to this podcast are also busy gearing up for a new adventure, either going abroad themselves, welcoming a hosted student into their home or school, or supporting a new group of students as an AFS volunteer. This month, we're taking a little break from our normal podcast format with longer interviews. Instead, we'll be hearing shorter clips from a number of AFS USA staff members from various levels of the organization who've participated in programs in all parts of the world. They'll be giving their top advice for students beginning their study abroad experience. And while this advice is geared for study abroad participants, a lot of it is also relevant to anyone involved with AFS this fall. We'll also hear what surprised everyone most about their experience.
I guess the thing that would have been the most helpful to me.
To remember why you are on your exchange program.
It's really important to be open-minded.
TV was really the key to kind of understanding how people speak to each other.
Just give it some time, talk to a lot of people.
Being flexible was just so important.
To research wherever you're going.
To stay local.
To learn even a little bit of the language.
To be as open-minded as possible.
All right. Could you introduce yourself and share where you went abroad? And what piece of advice would you have for someone starting their study abroad program?
Hi, my name is Julie, and I'm the manager of marketing and external communications at AFS USA. And I studied abroad in Australia. It was an amazing time. One piece of advice I would give is to research wherever you're going, what you find out about the history and culture of a place before you go will help you acclimate to your new surroundings and get really excited. At least that's what happened for me when I went to Oz. And Australia really inspired me to continue traveling. Having some knowledge of what to expect when I arrived just really set me up for success and actually kind of set me apart from others on the program just because I was able to really connect with the community and be kind of a leader within that group.
Hi, my name is Libby Gartland. I am one of the YES Participant Support Specialists at AFS USA in the Sponsored Programs Department. When I was in college, I studied abroad in St. Petersburg, Russia. And then after I graduated, I worked as a flex recruiter in a few flex countries in Eastern Europe and Central Asia. One piece of advice I would give to incoming exchange students is to remember why you are on your exchange program. You know, is it, you know, do you want to learn about other cultures? Do you want to get to know your host family? Everything is going to be coming at you really quick, but kind of keeping your goal in mind for your exchange program and keeping everything into perspective can really help you during those difficult moments.
So this is my go-to piece of advice as well. Ask yourself, why are you going abroad? What are you trying to get out of your program? And this could be different for everybody. It's a good idea to think on this before you leave, then check in with yourself routinely throughout your program to see if you're still working towards those goals. Goals like making friends from your host country, getting good enough at your target language that you can go to the movies and not need subtitles, learning more about a specific part of history or culture, or learning how to cook a type of cuisine that's brand new to you.
Hi, my name is Karen Mills, and I work with the Sponsored Programs Department, coordinating logistics. And I studied abroad in Strasbourg, France, when I was a junior in college. So I lived there with a host family. I was there for almost a year. One of the best pieces of advice that I got was to say yes to new experiences and also to stay local. So even though I was in college and I had the ability to travel every weekend and visit new cities. I really enjoyed, and I tried to spend at least 50% of my weekends in Strasbourg. So by the end of the year, I knew all the local restaurants. I was a local at a cafe. They knew my order. They would bring in my order every time I sat down. They knew me. They'd converse with me. They'd recommend books to me. And I really got to know my host family and my host city and my host culture. So I definitely say stay local and enjoy experiences with your host family. Just say yes, even if you're not exactly sure what's going to happen. One Sunday, my host family decided to take me out into the mountains, into the forest, and to pick châtaignes. And I didn't know what they were, and they ended up being chestnuts. So we were hunting for chestnuts. We got into a competition who could find the most in all the leaves. And we came back and we drank bowls of hot chocolate. We had a fantastic time. And that's one of my strongest memories of Strasbourg and studying abroad in France, is that random experience that would never have come across on any tour guide or but was really meaningful and very surprising.
All right, so say yes to new experiences and stay local. And now we'll hear from Paula and Carrie on the importance of learning some of the local language and initiating conversations.
My name is Paula Zhang, and I've studied abroad in several different countries, ranging from Western Europe to Uzbekistan to Korea. One piece of advice I would give is to learn even a little bit of the language of the country you're going to. So, for example, when I did my Fulbright in Uzbekistan, I spoke horrible Russian, didn't know much about the country. So I bought an Uzbek textbook and started studying from it a month before I left. And when I got there, all I could say was, you know, hi, my name is, what do you do? I'm here to teach English. And people really appreciated it, even though my Uzbek was so bad. It made a bigger impact on them than if I had just gone in with Russian, which is kind of, although it's an official language, it's not the language that speaks to people's hearts. So I would say people really appreciate it if you make that extra step and show them that you really care about their heritage.
I'm Carrie Dooley. I studied abroad in Germany. So I was a Congress Bundestag fellowship recipient from Nevada. So that's where I started my journey in Sparks, Nevada. I wish I had better understood when I started out my experience how important questions are in starting conversations and continuing conversations and getting to know people. I would have concentrated a bit more on even pre-thinking, you know, some list of questions and doing that, you know, in both English and German so that I was able to start more conversations sooner. I was kind of waiting for people to ask me too much. So I think that, you know, it's a good bit of advice to think about, you know, the questions that you would ask.
So learn a bit of the language. In many parts of the world, you'll find local languages that differ from the official language, which is often the language used in schools. Even if you don't need to know how to speak it to get by, learning a few words wouldn't hurt. Prepare questions so that you'll be more comfortable when engaging people in conversation. Ask yourself what you're curious about. And next, Akemi, Melvin, and Scott on why keeping an open mind is key.
Hi, my name is Akemi. I am sponsored program admissions coordinator. When I was in college, I studied abroad to Buenos Aires, Argentina. One piece of advice that I would give is to really keep an open mindness, and everything is going to be new and shocking maybe even at first, but it's just give it some time, talk to a lot of people, go to different cafes and restaurants and learn and just distract yourself to get to know the place better. And sooner or later, you're going to realize that it's going to be a wonderful experience for you.
Okay, hang on a second. Let me get my title up here. It's extremely long, but it just goes on and on. Hi, I'm Melvin Harmon. I'm the Chief Officer of Marketing, Customer Experience, and Strategic Advancement at AFS USA. I was a year program student, an AFS student, to Malaysia in 1980. I guess the thing that would have been the most helpful to me before I left was if someone had said to me to consider everything I expected my experience to be, what I expected my host family to be like, school, the country that my host country, Malaysia, I would say just trash that and consider that it's probably going to be the opposite or quite different from what you expect it to be. Because it was hard when I first got there for quite a good time, like a month or two, where I was dealing with all those expectations of what I thought the experience was going to be like, but it was not. So I think that's my biggest piece of advice on the topic.
So my name is Scott Hume. I am the Senior Director of Analytics and Field Management at AFS USA. I spent a semester abroad in college in England, in the small town of Grantham, England, which is the birthplace of Sir Isaac Newton and Margaret Thatcher, was what it was known for at the time. Ended up meeting my wife while I was there, actually. The biggest thing is just being flexible. It's just so important, being adaptable. You're going to have expectations. You're going to have hopes and dreams of what your experience is going to be like. But being willing and able to let go of that and make new memories and create new expectations is probably the best way for you to be successful. So just being flexible and looking at the things that you are able to do or that you are able to accomplish, even if it's not 100% what you thought you would be doing, is a really good way to approach that experience.
And our president and CEO, Tara Boyce Hoffman.
I am currently the president and CEO of AFS USA. I have had a very long professional career in association with AFS. For 35 years, I have worked for the organization in different capacities and in different countries. And I'm very happy to be leading AFS USA at the moment. I studied abroad in Strasbourg, France, through a university program through Syracuse University. So I would say that I think the best piece of advice to a student starting their exchange experience is to be as open-minded as possible. And I say that because I had studied French for many, many years, like 8 years. And I had this in my head, what this, you know, experience was going to be like and what French people were going to be like. And even after all these years of studying the language and studying about the culture, it's very different when you arrive and you're interacting with people. And in my case, living with a host family that was in the eastern part of France with Alsace being a very unique culture and unique language. So I really had to pretty quickly adapt to the fact that a lot of my expectations of what quintessential life in France was going to be was going to be a little bit different. And it was great, but I think we all bring expectations to any experience. You know, it's just a normal part of life and mindset, but just being conscious about some of those expectations, I think, is important.
Okay, so there are definitely some common themes when it comes to advice. Be flexible, be open-minded, and keep your expectations for your time abroad pretty general. I'm pretty sure no AFSer has ever looked back on their time abroad and thought, oh yeah, my AFS program went exactly as I thought it was going to. My host family was just as I predicted they'd be, my community as well. That's also what makes a program interesting and challenging and what encourages growth. I asked another question to this group. What's something that surprised you about your time abroad? I studied abroad in the Dominican Republic and in France. And what surprised me about the Dominican Republic is that they put corn and ham on their pizza, and it's honestly pretty good. And about France, I was surprised how many shops were closed on Sundays, even in larger cities. Also, a lot of public offices and smaller stores close for an hour and a half or so in the middle of the day for lunch. Okay, well, let's see what everyone else has to say, starting with Julie.
One surprising thing I learned or experienced in Australia, especially when first arriving, is the diversity, because when you think Australia, you don't at first think of it as a very diverse place. You think everyone
you know, maybe speaks English and that it's very similar to the United States. And I studied abroad in the Northern Territory, which is very close to Southeast Asia and that culture. So tons of different cultures, tons of different languages, especially among the Aboriginal population in Australia. And it was inspiring and also enlightening and shocking in many ways to hear about the history of Aboriginal people in Australia, their culture, their life, and the issues that they're facing in today's world.
A few people commented on being surprised at how people immediately welcomed them into their community and made them feel like they belonged. Akemi, Paula, and Libby.
One thing that shocked me a lot is really how friendly people in Buenos Aires are and how much they love to socialize and they love to talk and really get to know you. You would go to a cafe and there would be people chatting for 3 hours straight. So that was the biggest culture shock for me, but it made me want to get to know them at the same time.
One thing that surprised me is how much people will let you into their communities if you just show curiosity. So I was once in Boston just on a family vacation, and I heard people speaking Catalan, which was a language that I studied in college. So I went up to them and I was like, "Esteu parlant català?" Which means, "Are you speaking Catalan?" And they were so shocked. And it turned out that same year I was going to live near Barcelona for a year. They are from Barcelona too, and so they let me stay with them every time I was in the city. They introduced me to all their family members. People around town started asking if I lived with them, and I think that wouldn't have happened if we weren't both open to the idea of learning about each other, them asking me about America, me asking them about Catalonia and their language. So I think it's really important to be open-minded, and you might be surprised where that takes you.
I think how friendly and open everyone was to get to know me. You know, I would try to find opportunities to go up and say hello to people. And I think I was surprised how responsive they were and how interested they were in getting to know me. So I would suggest students to not be afraid to go up and say hi and to introduce themselves. It's hard, but it can be very rewarding.
And some people were surprised by how difficult these experiences can be. We'll hear from Tara and Carrie again here.
I think one thing that really surprised me was that it was harder than I thought it was going to be, that it was a little bit lonely at times. And I really had to, you know, find in myself this level of comfort of kind of being independent. But in the end, I think we often say this in AFS, it's more about yourself and how you evolve yourself and how you start to understand your own culture and yourself through this intercultural experience. So that was surprising for me. When I went, I didn't have all this wonderful AFS support and orientations. I went on a different program, and I certainly appreciate the importance of how we talk about this and how we address this in our AFS content.
A lot of things surprised me. Maybe one thing that surprised me was, you know, how long it would take me to get my bearings and discover how to start relationships, how to overcome maybe what might have been my inhibitions around speaking German poorly or not at all. So in the beginning, it surprised me that took a lot more time and effort, and you know how much and how helpful it was to watch TV. I might have been a little nerdy before I departed, and you know, kind of had a sort of I'll read books, but TV was really the key to kind of understanding how people speak to each other and getting some phrases that were simple enough for me to repeat. Counterintuitively, watch TV.
And also how tiring this experience can be, even after recovering from your jet lag.
One of the things that surprised me most while I was studying abroad was how tired I would get living life in a second language and just adjusting, constantly listening. But my host family did a great job at slowing down and speaking to me and they kept a dictionary, a French to English dictionary, right next to me during every meal. And so we'd pause the conversation and I'd flip through the dictionary and I'd find the right word. And half the time it would be wrong, but they would understand. And it was a great way to spark conversation. But I definitely needed to take naps every afternoon. And one of the other things that was really surprising, but very a pleasant surprise, was my host family was immediately so welcoming to me, and they really wanted to include me in every aspect of their family life, including like 3-hour long lunches every Sunday with their extended family members. And that became a weekly occasion, very long family lunches.
And in Melvin's case, the thing that surprised him most about going to Malaysia was that he was going to Malaysia.
My family and I, we were surprised that I was going to Malaysia, because in those days you didn't get to choose your destination. You could request one, but you rarely got it. AFS decided what country was best for you. So when I was placed with a devout Muslim family, and being from a tiny town in the mountains of North Carolina, we had some pretty strong stereotypes and expectations that came just out of that. And I expected this sort of very strict, conservative environment, very restrictive, where I would have to be extremely careful. Just a lot of things that were in my head that I expected based on stereotypes and movies. But of course, when I got there, we're all the same throughout the world. That's why we do what we do at AFS. Once I got there, my family was warm and wonderful and non-judgmental, not trying to force their religion on anyone. Yes, they were devout, but that didn't mean that it made their lives a sort of, I don't know how to describe it, but sort of an environment where no one smiled or did anything that was fun, you know, and that was a 17-year-old's expectations. But that was one wonderful realization. I grew up on meat and potatoes in the South, and the food was a huge challenge for me. And I thought that I would never adjust, and I would have to go home. But by the end of the year, I was dreading coming back home because of the food. I was so in love with the food and have continued to broaden my horizons with food even until today.
And not only in Malaysia should you anticipate some cultural differences.
One thing that surprised me, I think that people, I think assuming that, well, it's England, it's an English-speaking country, it'll be just like the U.S., only they talk funny. And seeing that even in a place like that, that there are a lot of differences, not just words they use, but, you know, how they approach family life or going out to eat or shopping or, you know, there's just so many differences, whether or not it's an English-speaking country or Italy or Russia or anywhere.
And those were AFS USA staff members sharing about their experiences abroad. Akemi Akaiwa, Julie Ball, Carrie Dooley, Libby Gartland, Melvin Harmon, Tara Hoffman, Scott Hume, and Paula Zhang. Before we go, I wanted to extend a huge thank you to our AFS USA volunteers working hard to place students in their communities. If you're interested in volunteering with AFS USA and you're based in the United States, head over to afsusa.org/volunteer or send a message to askafs@afsusa.org. Well, thank you for listening to the AFS Exchange. I'm Kate Mulvihill. Let us know what you thought of this episode by sending a message to podcast@afsusa.org. If you enjoyed this show, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or subscribe on Spotify. Keep an eye out on AFS USA's social media. You will be hearing more from the AFS Exchange soon. This podcast was created by Kate Mulvihill. Social media by Julie Ball and Sarah Ahmed. Editing support provided by Annalise Detman.